Now the Lord continues on here, gently and yet with a warning in this chapter. He says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Now, those two aspects are in Isaiah. We have the government of God, and we have the grace of God emphasized. And the first section has to do with the government of God. Now, during the remainder of this chapter, while God is attempting to woo them back to himself, but also he's giving them the warning. And he says, verse 24, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, ah, I will rid myself of mine adversaries and avenge myself of mine enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee and thoroughly purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at the first. And he said, afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with justice, and her converts with righteousness. But he goes on to say, and the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. You see, there's the warning there also. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which ye have desired, and ye shall be confounded for the gardens that ye have chosen. Now, that has to do with idolatry. The idols were put under the oak trees, and around them a garden was planted. He says, for ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water, and the strong shall be as a wick, and the maker of it as a spark. And they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them. We feel like today that God has been misrepresented in the sense that he loses his temper and that he breaks forth in judgment and flails away upon his people. That's never the picture. The picture is that your sin is like a wick. And when you continue in sin, why, the judgment comes of itself. That sin brings upon itself that judgment. And you remember the Lord Jesus made the statement in his day that the spark and the fire would come and destroy. It naturally follows. If you're going to put the spark of sin, the fire will follow. Or be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap.